A 20-year-old man driving under the influence and at excessive speed early yesterday evening along New York Drive died after clipping another car. Buddy Allen was dead at the scene of the accident. Apparently, he was not strapped into his seatbelt at the time he collided with a car in front of him. Allen was doing about 60 miles an hour on the 35-mile-an-hour street when his SUV overtook and hit a car driven by Steve Froman. Froman, a scratch golfer, had just finished an unpleasant round of golf. He had lost $20 on the 18th hole. He said he was doing the speed limit when he happened to look in his rearview mirror and saw an SUV coming up on him fast. Certain that he was about to get rear-ended, Froman managed to get halfway into the adjoining lane. The speeding SUV hit Froman's new sedan, then hit a curb and became airborne. Allen flew out of his SUV, landing on grass near the base of a light pole. Froman, breaking to a stop, saw Allen land on the grass. But the unthinkable happened. Upside down, but also flying through the air, the SUV struck the light pole and dropped straight down, landing squarely on Allen. Froman ran over to the SUV. He could see both of Allen's feet. Froman tried to rock the SUV back and forth so that it would roll off Allen. Not succeeding, he dialed 911 on his cell phone. Police and paramedics arrived within a few minutes. Froman was still trying to roll the SUV off the victim when they arrived. The police told him to move back. Four of them rolled the SUV off Allen. The paramedics did not even check for a pulse. They knew a dead person when they saw one. One of the police officers congratulated Froman on his attempt to save Allen. "I wasn't trying to save him," said Froman. "I was going to give him a knuckle sandwich for damaging my car."